Shalom, this is Eli Rothberger. Welcome to Young Israel Pesach Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. We have a Sechus of bringing a brand new Masechta, Masechta Sota. And today's shir is going to be on Masechta Sota Daf Beis. And the title is, By Hook or By Crook. So the Gemara tells us, as we enter into the Mishnah, as we exit the Mishnah into the Gemara, we have a typical beginning of saying why is Sota here and going through locations of the different Masechtos. And then the Gemara says the following: Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Kevet Pasach Rish Lakish b'Sota. When Rish Lakish used to start giving shir on Sota, Amar Hachi, he would say the following member. So whenever he would speak about Sota, he would say the following idea brought down by Chazal. We only bring a person to his wife. A person only makes a match lefi masav, according to his actions. In other words, you get what you get, you are what you eat. The idea meaning that a person who is a worthy person will get a worthy wife. A person who is not a worthy person will not get a worthy wife, as Rashi says. Tzenua latzadik, upruta larasha. A woman who is modest will be matched up with a tzadik, and a woman who is a little bit prust is going to be matched up with a person who is a wicked person. Where do we see this? Shenemar kilo yanuach shevet haresha al goral tzadikim, which literally means the wicked rod will not rest by in the portion of tzadik. Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Amar Rav Yochanan, and Rabba Bar Chanan says that Amar Rav Yochanan adds on. Little conscript to this, Vikashin Lazavgun Kikriyas Yamsuf. Kaddish Baruch is difficult for Kaddish Baruch Hu to make these Shaduchim based on merit and based on personality and based on Tzidkus versus Rishus. It's as difficult to him as it was to split the Yamsuf. Shenamar Lokim Moshivichid and Baisa Motzi Yasirim Bakosharos. So compared to Moshev Yechid and Baisa, having individuals live in the same house is the same pasuk as bringing out prisoners in chains from Kriyas Yamsuf. So before you just taking this at face value, just have to realize that we always speak about the greatness of Kriyas Yamsuf and the majesty of it, and how it's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. According to our Gemara, it's not a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's happened to so many of us, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem will happen to our children or our grandchildren. This will be going on from time immemorial, that Kadosh Baruch Hu manages to find people to match them. What we just have to realize is the greatness and the simcha that we have upon finding a shidduch and the tremendous nes it is. However, the Gemara is going to discuss this, and this is a little bit disturbed by this, because the Gemara says there seems to be a contradiction from a different Maimar Chazal. And what's the contradiction? It comes from the words of Rav. Einiv ha'amar of Yehuda Marav, arbaim yom kodem mitziras avlad, 40 days before the formation of a fetus, bas kol yotzeis fil meres. An echo comes out and says the following heavenly voice, bas ploni of ploni, this girl is going to be matched up with this girl, by his plony of the plony. This person is going to get this house, they plony of the plony. This field is going to get this over here. So you see over here that we're talking about that, what we just mentioned, that it has to do with merit, it has to do with the type of person you are. Here we have this other mimer saying that, no, this is predetermined, and what was the type of thing over here? So, again, if you turn into Rashi, Rashi says that with the idea or that Rashi is explaining over here, and the comparison that Rashi brings down mentions the following. Bringing quotes from Gemara Nida, which says the following: Malach Hamamula Harayon, the angel in charge of conception, Notel Tipa, brings a Tipa, Mithilif Niamakom, Miomer Lefonov. What's going to be with this particular future person? Is it going to be Gibor, Chalash, weak, stronger, weak, Chacham or Tipesh, wiser or fool, Asher or Ani, rich or poor? So what you see over here is that, again, this is something which is completely, completely predetermined. And if we're putting in our Bayim Yom Kodem Levlad, you're going to be putting in 40 days before it's going to that the person was created. You're going to add that into over here. So clearly this has nothing to do with a person's sitkus and rishos and so on. Rashi adds something even further and say that forget about the fact that you're lumping shidduchim in with predetermination, but you're adding another problem over here. And the other problem is, mi havirish zivug lefi rasho zechus. Is it possible to even have such a thing? V'amikodim yitzirasam, before we don't know they're created, she'ino derisho zechuso machriz nezugo. We already announced who he's going to be married to. V'im tomar akol golit lefonav. You're going to say that, oh, wait a second, Hashem knows everything. So, quoting the famous Gemara in Brachos, we saw that's not so simple, because we say, Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz miyira shamayim. That, yeah, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the outcome, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu predetermines things. You know, the type of person you're going to be, your personality, and your size, and your intellect, and your netios, and such. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't determine whether you're going to be a tzaddik or not. That's left up to you. So, this seems to seem really contradict what we just said over here. If you're going to be saying that Kodem Arbaim Yom Kodem Avlad, we decide how it's decided who the person's going to marry, how could Shmuel Bar Yitzchak say that we're dealing with Ein Mizavgin Li Adam Isha Ela Kefi Maisav? So the Gemara gives an answer. And what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, Lokashya, Ha Bezivuk Rishon, Ha Bezivuk Sheni. What does that mean? So we're going to say like this. Some people are merited, have the merit, and they're supposed to be married one time. Other people get married more than once. It could be younger in life, it could be older in life, or however it is. The way the Gemara is understood is, Zivug Rishon, as Rashi says, Lafi HaMazel. That's who you get. Zivug Sheni, Lafi Maisav. That's going according to his deeds. And that is Vikash Lazavgon Lefisha Aina Basugo, and that's a little bit more difficult because there the people are not necessarily determined for each other. It's not like you have two pieces of a puzzle together and you put them together and you have a shidduch, who's like we say, Hashlema Sabinyan. When it comes to Zivuk Sheni is already on a different level, and that's Kash Lazavgon, Zivgarishon, that's already Lefi HaMazel. And if you think about it for a second, that could explain certain things that we've seen. Just give you one historical example. You know, the Gemara mentions there were seven Nevios, and one of them was a lady named Avigail. And Avigail originally was married to a person named Novel. Novel, which means a disgusting person, coming from the same word as Nevela, or Nivel Peh, was somebody who wouldn't even help out his relative David HaMelech, when David HaMelech was being chased. And Avigail reached the level of Nevuah. Eventually, what happens is, Avigail ends up marrying David. What do you see? That is an example of this. Zivug Rishon Lefi HaMazel, Zivug Sheni Lefi Maisav. The Miri, though, has a different take on this. And the Miri writes the following. He says that, yes, the Baskol that we have, when we say Zivug Rishon and Zivug Sheni, he doesn't translate it the way we would normally commonly translate it, which is first marriage versus second marriage. Rather, he explains the following. The Baskol refers to marriages that take place before the person is roi la'onish, before a person is able to be punished and such. Now, we say that onshin, real onshin, or based on, can't really punish anybody with misa until they're 20. Perhaps. Okay, so, and that's maybe why the Mishnah says, and this is a good explanation for ben shmona asar l'chuppah, person gets married at 18, because before they're a bar onish. And why is this so important? Because we say once the time comes, he is then subject to a zivug based on his deeds, and worthiness on the contrary. This is what we refer to as Zivug Sheni. Zivug Sheni is not necessarily first marriage, second marriage. Zivug Sheni means that after the certain time period is passed, where you're now subject to Onshin, from that point and on, then your Zivug is determined based on your deeds. So Zivug Sheni could be also based on, it could be the first marriage of a person. And this definitely refers to our times when we get married much later than they did in the Gemara. And this idea of Kasha the Zavgan would be applicable even to many, many first marriages. Now, if you think about it for a second, the idea of what the Meiri says, that really, based on this, almost all of us have married our Zivug Sheni, necessarily. Not necessarily our Zivug Rishon. It could be, might not be. It's not necessarily the same person. It could very well be that it is the same person, but you and your spouse have also grown together and done things like that, and based on your midos and your masim and your status. But it definitely adds a lot more of a component into the, a lot more of a hishtavus component in terms of defining shidduchim, and in terms of how a person prepares himself for this parasha. If you're going to be learning the first way, which speaks about Zivug Rishon, Stam, the first time you get married, that's already going to be all predetermined, then there's really very little to do in terms of hishtavus as a person and stuff like that. Just say, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Here, a person doesn't necessarily have to fall into a situation where they say, oh, this marriage isn't for me, I have to settle for some level that I might not feel that I'm at. No, a person could push themselves up there. Are you going to tell me what about the Gemara? We're going to say over here that this is not about the Gemara. This is the way the Meiri understands it, is that, yes, automatically, you can have your Zivug Rishon, or your first marriage, determined by your midos. So this is a one hand, at least you don't feel you're boxed in. On the other hand, it's like a little bit more of a responsibility that we place on people, to, so that, you know, you really have to live up to who you are. But just so you shouldn't think that the other opinion is talking about mamish, really just, it's there and I have absolutely no way of changing anything. There is no hishtalos whatsoever in shidduchim. Just want to refer you to the Tosfos, which Dibur Hamaskel, Habazivik Rishon, Habazivik Sheni, and let's see what Tosfos does with this, and an idea which comes out from Tosfos in the Sfas Emes. Tosfos says, Tame of the Perik Eil Megamchen, we have a wondrous question from the third parak of Maikatan. Diyomer Shmuel, Shmuel says, Mutu Adam Li Aris Becholo Shemoi, a person is able to do Kiddushin. Kiddushin we're talking about is not what we do and give a woman the ring under the chuppah and then proceed to the marriage. They were talking about this something which took place almost a year before, but they would also do the Hariyat Mikudeshesli, and for almost every purpose, it kind of becomes your wife. Now, normally, we don't get married in Chol Hamoed. The Gemara in Moed Katan says one of the reasons is because Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. However, you can do Erisim. Erisim is okay, and the reason the Gemara gives is because Shema Yikat Menu Acher is because a person, I'm afraid that if you don't do it, then somebody's going to beat you to it. And then the Gemara does something that we bring down over here. Kaparich Le Mehacha Arbaim Yom Kodem Yitziris Havlad brings down the fact that you have a bas kol over here. And it says, what do you mean? What are you worried about? Shema Yikamenu Acher. Shema Yikamenu Acher. Sorry. Shema Yikamenu Acher shouldn't really be irrelevant, because what does it say? It says, Kodim Yitziris Havlad, you ready to figure who, it's already determined who the person's going to be. So what do you have to be worried about it? So the Gemara gives a different answer over there, and the answer that the Gemara gives over is Shema Yikamenu Acher Berachamim. Because we're concerned that a person might go ahead and daven, and a person can go ahead and change the mazel. So interestingly, the Tosfos wants to know, Amaylo Mukilo Hamilsas Hasam Milsad Shmuel Bezivik Sheni. Why didn't Shmuel hold and just say, oh, Kam Bezivik Rishon, Kam Bezivik Sheni? So I can just tell you one thing. It's clear that Tosfos is not holding the Meiri, because the Tosfos held from the idea of the Meiri, or it's clearly that, or at least that like the Gemara over there is not following the idea of the Meiri, or that explanation of the Meiri. Because if the Gemara was following that explanation of the Meiri, the strong question is on, especially on that too, because Zivug Rishon, Zivug Sheni is such a much more broader concept. And you see over here that, yes, there you do have the idea of midos coming into it. And yes, the idea of like a predetermination is already pretty much thrown out the window based on your age and your character. So the Tosafot has a great question. Why didn't we go ahead and give that answer? So it happens to be the Sfas Emes does give an answer. And the Sfas Emes points out something. It says, in Achanami, we could have done that also. However, the Sfas Emes says that Afilu Beziv Agrishon Shari Mitaim B'Deshemei Kedmenu Acher B'Rachamim. That a person shouldn't just think that, oh, when it comes to Zivag Rishon, however you're going to learn Zivag Rishon, you're going to learn it literally means your first marriage, a person's first marriage, or it's just going to be the marriage before a person, when a person is young, before a person's Meisim get into the picture. Either way you look at it, Tefillah does play a role. And I think that's a very comforting idea that we, for ourselves, both the Meiri, who says that our idea of the idea that you're that Zivuk Sheni refers to not only a second marriage, but also a first marriage after a person has reached a certain age, is that our actions do influence who we're going to marry. You have the Sfas Emes also who says that no matter what, tefillos also do marry, and sometimes a tefillah can overcome a mazel. And I think it's a little bit more comforting, at least to me on my own personal level, to see that, you know, such an important situation and a decision in a person's life, we do have a role, we do have ishtadlus. It gives us the koach, it gives us the power to realize that, yes, doing the requisite ishtadlus of working on our midos, making ourselves better people, in addition to davening, it shows that, yes, we could accomplish a lot. We don't have to go ahead and settle, but rather, we do have special kochos that we have to tap into. Ultimately, at the end of the day, we might not get what we want. That's up to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the fact that we have this koach, to me, gives us chizuk not only in the areas of Shaduchim, but also in the areas of all types of life, what we could accomplish, and how, even though we might not always get things to work out the way that we want, however, to show that there is a method, tefillah and hishtadlus and working ourselves is, and Bezer Hashem, we do have a tefillah, and that this Masechta should be a wonderful experience, enriching for all of us, and that we put in the hishtadlus to make Sota Masechta that we're really Kona, and another very special limud. Have a wonderful week.